Hello, race fans, and welcome to Disc Golf Daily. It is Thursday, April 25th. Thank you to the three people that rated the podcast on Spotify. I'll check Apple Podcasts tomorrow. Go rate our podcast and make my weekend. I want to be happy while watching the Champions Cup. And if no one goes and rates us on Apple, I'll probably still be happy. But imagine how much happier I could have been. Anyway, we are the podcast that gets you caught up with disc golf news and growth in about 10 minutes. Today is the United Rankings of Disc Golf, but first, the news. Our number one story today, the Champions Cup starts today. This is notoriously the toughest course on tour, as it is half of the Ledgestone for the MPO and FPO divisions. This year, all four rounds will be at Northwoods Black. Missy Gannon said, "I've been coming to Ledgestone since 2018, so I've seen every variation of Northwoods. A few of the holes that are new were used in the past. Actually, 14 holes are exactly the same, and four are from a previous layout, and I really liked them. You get to a course that suits your game, and Northwoods is that course for me." Paul McBeth, who is going for his 18th PDGA major, which would tie Ken Climo for the most in the MPO side, knew that sooner or later things would start clicking. Quote, "It felt good to perform well. My putt felt good, and regarding throwing the disc, I finally feel like the disc doesn't feel foreign in my hand." Ezra Robinson was interviewed by Isaac Robinson, which was kind of fun to watch. Ezra pointed out that Isaac has shot from 4-over to a 10-over during practice rounds, and then asked if that was going to get it done. Isaac chuckled at his brother and said 4-over might get it done. Ezra closed by saying, "Best of luck, brother. Hope to see you in that over par range." Kristen Tatar is sad to not be playing W.R. Jackson. According to Kristen, "It was a great wooded course with fair fairways and great shot shaping, but it is what it is. We are playing Northwoods, and it is totally fine." Paige Pierce, who, like Paul McBeth, is also going for her 18th PDGA major victory, is on the feature card for the women. Live coverage on DGN for the women starts at 10 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Pacific. The FPO feature card at 10:10 features Evelina Salomon, Jen Allen, Holland Handley, and Eliezer Midling. At 10:30, the feature card is Paige Pierce, Kristen Tatar, Missy Gannon, and Owen Scoggins. Actually, that feature card is our podium picks plus Paige Pierce, who is going for her 18th PDGA major title. That is going to be fun to watch. On the men's side, live coverage starts at 3:15 Eastern, 12:15 Pacific. The 3:25 Eastern card feature card is Chris Dickerson, Calvin Heimberg, Nicholas Antola, and Ricky Wysocki. And the 3:45 Eastern card is Anthony Barella, Isaac Robinson, Paul McBeth, and Eagle McMahon. If you were hoping to watch every Eagle McMahon throw this season, you can still do that, but you have to tune in today at 3:45 Eastern at the latest. And if you're a PDGA member, you can tune in free via Disc Golf Network. Just link your PDGA account to your Disc Golf Network account, and you get to watch the Champions Cup for free. Link in the show notes will all of the how to watch and who to watch info and links. Enjoy the show, everybody. Our number two story today, there is a Reddit thread that asks, what should I name my disc golf dog? The best unofficial answers so far, McBeth. The disc golfers will get it, and the non-disc golfers will think you're smart. Bob, which obviously stands for back of box, but again, it's a fun name for non-discers. And the number one dog name on the thread, OB. And don't forget our Boda Brothers contest. Shoot us an email with your answer to this question. The best answer, which may not be the right answer, will win a Birdie Pro disc golf board game from Boda Brothers. The question is, why does Castoplast name all their discs four-letter names? Send your email to discgolfdaily@aol.com. Good luck. And thank you, Boda Brothers. Now let's get to some United Rankings of Disc Golf. All right, United Rankings of Disc Golf, where we take our rankings, the Disc Golf Daily Rankings, the StatMando Power Rankings, the StatMando Rankings, PDGA Ratings, and the PDGA Rankings. We mash them all together, and we figure out, according to all five systems, who actually is number one in the world. Last 2 weeks, Calvin and Gannon were tied at number one. This week, according to the PDGA Rankings, Gannon eclipsed Eagle for second place. That was the difference, and Gannon is now officially the number one disc golfer in the world on the men's side. Calvin is in second. Anthony Barella, Ricky Wysocki, easy for me to say, Ricky Wysocki, Nicholas Antola, and Eagle McMahon round out your top, however many that was, five or six. On the women's side, Kristin Tatar still has a perfect score of 100. She is obviously winning the power rankings due to winning the last few events. Owen Scoggins remains in second, and Missy Gannon is in third, with Evelina coming in fourth. All right, let's look at the biggest gains among the top 20 on the men's side. Chris Dickerson and Nicholas Antola both gained two spots, moving up. Chris moved up to sixth, Nicholas moved up to 13th. The biggest losers on the men's side in the top 20, Isaac Robinson dropped five positions to 11th, and James Proctor dropped three positions to 15th. The biggest gain overall, congratulations, Calvin Pettigrew. You moved up 36 spots. You are now ranked 117th in the world. And on the women's side, the biggest gains in the top 20, congrats to Rebecca Cox, who moved up three positions to 14th. Allie Smith and Stacey Kiefer both moved up two spots. They are now ranked 16th and 18th, respectively. Biggest gain overall on the women's side, Silva Saarinen moved up five spots. She is ranked 24th in the world. I want to close with one final thing. Calvin and Gannon are very close in the rankings. Gannon is the number one in the United Rankings of Disc Golf. However, in the Disc Golf Daily Rankings, Calvin has 9,129 points. Gannon has 9,124 points. On a 10,000-point scale, a difference of five? Pretty small. That's it for us today. If you have any thoughts, news, questions, opinions, shoot us an email at discgolfdaily@aol.com. Have fun, throw them straight, and hit the thin gap.